Roger Blake is from the Rail Future organisation. He says there's still a lot of improvements needed.
I think they're overall showing a continued rise. It's a bit more of a mixed picture perhaps this year than in some previous years, where there are parts of the country and individual train operators on some of their routes are actually sliding back a bit. But overall, I think the underlying picture, as I say, is that the railways continue to be popular despite all the frustrations and the challenges that people all too often still experience on a daily basis.
Yes.
Fundamentally, people love to use their trains if only the trains would serve them better.
Now, well, you've hit the crux. We're going to hear what we call in the business a quick vox pop from passengers on a recent GWR train from Penzance. No toilets, no air conditioning. It was dreadful. And these are quite common occurrences, you know.
Yeah, I think this is where the railway has to remind itself that it's in a bit of jargon, the retail business. So it needs to always have its customers, passengers, at the very forefront of its thinking. And that kind of detail has to just get more focus and attention than all too often it is. I mean, I've had an experience on another operator where there was an entire train with one working toilet. Now, this wasn't a little two-car train. This was an intercity train of about 9-10 carriages. There was one toilet. Not good enough by any stretch of the imagination.
No, I absolutely. It could have been the same train my friend was on. She was coming back from London. Again, 8 carriages down to Cornwall. No air conditioning, one toilet working. It was just third world business. You should not behave in that fashion. So how is it they're getting away with it? If it's more and more popular going on the railways, they've got to improve their act, surely.
Well, they have. And if anything, you know, there's perhaps a message back to the Department for Transport here that when it comes to let franchises, it needs to have tougher kind of regimes for rewarding good performance and penalising bad performance. We know that in London, as an example, Transport for London, with its London Overground operation, set some of the most incredibly detailed and demanding targets. And if those targets are not met, the financial penalties on the operator can be, I was going to say, criminal. And, you know, maybe that is something that needs to be carried more into the refranchising process. Because Great Western themselves, they're going to be coming up for a new franchise in the not-too-distant future.
Roger Blake is from Rail Future. You're on BBC Radio Cornwall. We're reacting to the figures. The figures show a slight increase in passenger numbers, although in places like London it may have slightly dipped. In the southwest, it's slightly higher. A lot of people, I'm surprised, will use it so much when the rail fares seem so intermittent. If you shop around, you can get it cheap. But sometimes, I mean, if I went online now, it's going to cost me about £120 to get from Cornwall return to London. I mean, that seems horrendously high, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I think if one, dare I say, turned up at the airport and wanted to get on the next flight to New York, you'd get stung as well. That's not, you know, making excuses for any of this. There is a consultation being undertaken at the moment by the Rail Delivery Group, and so everybody's invited to get onto that website. It's called Easier Fares, and it closes in the, I think, 10th of September. And so there's an opportunity for everybody to feedback on what they think about fares structure and the ticketing system. There are some incredibly good bargains to be had. Perhaps one of the challenges is that they're not easy to find for everybody. They're not as obvious as many would like them. Yes, you can get caught out and get badly stung. One has to acknowledge that,
But on a positive, Roger, I mean, we've been looking at the negatives, or I certainly have been. On the positives, I've been on trains many times and it's been a brilliant service. It's been clean, it's been efficient, it's been on time. So it's not all bad news.
No, it certainly isn't. And I think that's one of the remarkable things, that actually you want your train journey to be so unremarkable you take it for granted and it's not worthy of comment at one level. You know, you get on the train, it leaves on time. It's smooth, it's uninterrupted, the toilets work, the refreshments, if they're on that kind of service, are available. You arrive at your destination on time. It is just the hassle-free way to travel when it works. And it needs to work at a higher level, at a higher frequency.
Interesting, isn't it? What have your recent rail journeys been like? Pick up the phone and talk to me.